Hey everybody, tis I, God of Knockers. How you all doing? I'm particularly in this case talking to Mixer streamers, or former Mixer streamers. It's the 18th of July. In less than 5 days, something along that, 5-6 days, Mixer will finally be closing its doors, and anyone who hasn't migrated to either Twitch or YouTube Gaming was gonna just be up in the air at the moment. And I wanna tell y'all something. I know that there have been a lot of people making jokes and memes about Mixer and all this other shit. And some of those memes are pretty fucking funny, I will admit. But there is something that I think needs to be addressed. And it's something that we need to talk about and get out of the way. I want to use this as a way of trying to help you guys with the transition, in a sense. So, here's what I want to say. To all of you dear Mixer streamers, Mixer did y'all fucking dirty. And when I say that, I don't mean as in that good, naughty, kinky dirty that we like. You know, when we're all naked in the bedroom. And I'm definitely not talking about, like, you know, you just bought a new pair of shoes, and like 6 minutes later, you step in mud, and they're ruined, and someone hands you a small bottle of water, which is almost empty. It's not going to take care of the job. I don't mean that kind of dirty. I mean as in, they put you in pretty much a state of being fucked and fucked. It's like, and this is from the Angry Video Game Nerd. This is something that he came up with. It's like being in a pool full of piss. And you're just, you know, keeping your head above the water. And then somewhere along the road, someone comes at you with a bucket full of shit, which they're about to dump on you. And they basically left you with a choice. Do you duck down into the piss, or do you stay afloat and take on the shit? That's what it basically was like. It's like, which one is the most dirtiest that you want to go to? And those choices are, in this case, Facebook Gaming, which is the shit, and absolutely having no idea where to go, which is the piss. That and YouTube Gaming. When I heard that Mixer was just suddenly shutting down, it was, of course, based on allegations of higher-ups in the company referring to Mixer streamers, soon to be former Mixer streamers, as slaves. That is a company that is full of assholes. Because no one, regardless of what line of work you are in, regardless of what platform you're on, regardless of your lot in life, should ever be talked about or treated that way, even if it's behind closed doors or, you know, heard in passing. Okay? I get that there's bullshit in any line of work that you do, in any industry. The struggle is real. The payoff is huge if you can succeed and get through it. I get that. But to say that about people who have put years into that platform, to people who have just starting out and starting fresh and want to be a thing, to people who are working hard to get that partnership, to follow the rules, to follow the TOS, to suddenly have somebody in the higher up call them slaves and refer to them as such and just shrug it off like it's not a thing, only then to, instead of just dealing with the people who think that and getting them out of the loop, to just shut down the company completely and partner up with, of all places, Facebook Gaming. Now, I can tell you right off the bat, I didn't stream a lot at Mixer, and by a lot I mean once, officially, and it was me playing Minecraft with my peeps, but the Minecraft that I was playing, it kept derping. And there was one person that came in the chat who was like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Why would you do something like that? Why would you do something like this? You need this to make this thing. Basically, backseat gaming. And unfortunately, I couldn't figure out how to ban them from my chat. And it was so fucking frustrating because the stream kept buffering. People could not watch it. I only had that one person in there who was basically backseating. I had no idea how to ban. I think I may have almost accidentally promoted him in the chat to moderator. And, you know, I'm pretty tech savvy here. So it's not like I had no idea. Like, I had 100% of no idea what I was doing. I did have some idea, but I just couldn't figure it out. And as a result of it, I just couldn't get into it. You know? But for those of you who could get into it, for those of you who worked hard to make this happen, I legit, ultimately, truly, unequivocally, unabashedly feel super sad for you. Because as I said in the very beginning, they did you so fucking dirty. Instead of fixing what the actual problems were with the company, they just figured, hand you off to some other platform that is really not as great as everyone says it is, that is just as complicated to use as Mixer itself, to right now, this day, I still can't figure out how to fucking stream over at Facebook Gaming. I went to the website and everything, I can't figure it out. And I've created another Facebook page, which I did not want to create, because those things never go away. I request for them to be deleted. There's one page that I made that I want to get rid of. It's still fucking there, so this might take fucking forever just to get rid of this. Goddamn. And it left a lot of you in a state of flux. I know some of you from Mixer, because I follow you on Mixer, and some of you do have Twitch accounts, but you haven't used them in a while. They haven't been dusted off and stuff until recently. One of them, of course, being Miss Henley. Yes, I'm dropping a name, Miss Henley. She's really cool. She's actually, her streams are what actually got me into Fortnite. Because when they were both on Mixer, her and another streamer, Katie O'Lee, they played Fortnite together, and they just had a really good time. You know, and then they just had fun. And I'm like, I should really go and give Fortnite a try again. Because there was a time where I was like, okay, I'm going to play it, and there was a new season and shit. And then after a while, I just got tired of playing it. And now I'm like, I'm right back on it after seeing these two play. And it was just really good. It was fantastic. It was great times. So, and Miss Henley plays it more than Katie does. And it's because of Miss Henley, primarily and ultimately, that I still do to this very day play Fortnite. And she's just a really chill streamer, and she's amazing. So it kind of broke my heart a little bit when Mixer, in their own way, instead of getting the group together or having a meeting, you know, just being like, hey, let's plan this shutdown properly, all they did was just post to Twitter, and that's how everybody else found out. Hey, Mixer is shutting down. Our last meeting was July 22nd, 23rd, whatever. And, yeah, you can, you know, transfer whatever you got from Twitch if you want to go there. We're going to try and make that transition easy. No, actually, it was to Facebook Gaming where they're going to try to make the transition easy there. Spoilers, they didn't. They really didn't. And Twitch was like, you're coming over from Mixer, come over here, and, you know, we'll talk about getting you a partnership right off the bat, you know? See what happens there. And that was okay. People were getting partnered, and some people were hitting affiliate, and it's really cool. It's really cool. I like it. And I think that was great. I think that was a wonderful thing to do. And of course, there are some people who got upset over that. That people were getting Twitch partnership, despite the fact that, you know, the Mixer community hadn't streamed over here. And I can tell you right now, I didn't see anything wrong with that. Because, and this is what a lot of people are missing here, you lost your community, you lost your home. And starting over on another platform, trying to get your peoples to come from one platform to another, not knowing if they will or won't, not knowing if they really like Twitch or will just stop coming at all, right? Not knowing how they'll feel about all of this, that can be mind-boggling insane. That can be time-consuming for one. It's definitely stressful for another. You know? So if you get Twitch partnership and you're trying to rebuild over here, that's great. I'm not going to be mad about it. I'm not going to be upset about it. Because you lost your home. I mean, I legit put myself in Mixer Streamer's shoes, in you guys' shoes. I apologize if it sounds like my speech is slurry. It gets like that when I'm very tired. Just bear with me, please. And, you know, it's, I imagine what that would be like. I mean, I don't have a big community yet. I'm working on building it. And I've been here for a while, and I want to make it a thing. I want to make it a part of my brand. I want to get big on Twitch, you know? I want to improve. I want to grow. I want to evolve. And it's really difficult to do that. And I imagine myself sitting here, putting in all this effort from my streams, all this effort onto Twitch, just all this effort into everything that I'm working towards, and then suddenly Twitch says, without warning, we're shutting down. Move over to YouTube. And YouTube gaming sucks just as bad as Facebook gaming, my god. And I'm just left in a state of flux. I mean, do I go there? Do I not go there? Was all this for nothing? I lost everything. So how do I rebuild, or do I find something new? I get how you guys felt in that moment, because that just sounds scary as fuck. The Mixer, there are some of you who had Mixer communities going back years, even when the platform started and became a thing. And then after all these years, it suddenly, the rug gets pulled out from under it, the foundation's removed, and it's just the building slowly crumbling to the ground? That's terrible. That's frightening. That's scary. I understand how you guys felt. That must have been so unbelievably hard for all of you. At one point, I almost cried. I really did, because I see people trying to figure it out. I'm looking at all these tweets from all these Mixer streamers, and I'm like, they don't know what to do. They don't know if they should start over from the beginning. They don't know if it's worth it. They were just devastated. And I felt legit sorry for all of you that you had to go through that. I can imagine. I can literally put myself in your shoes, and I can see the discord, the disarray, the just being so flummoxed about what to do next. So I get that. And the thing is that there are people on the Twitch platform who didn't get that. You know? And I get it. Some of them made fun of it because, you know, they're making fun of Mixer, not you guys. And the way they made fun of it was actually quite funny. So I see that. But there wasn't really a lot of empathy for the Mixer community and the Mixer streamers. So I thought I'd throw my hat into the ring on that. I don't know. I know there are some of you who have, you know, gotten support from your communities, and they will support you and transfer over. But I want to tell you, as someone who has been on Twitch for nearly 8 years across two accounts, who has played everything from the NES version of Monopoly, which is extremely hard to capture, I don't even know if I can still do it, to Mega Man X series, to Doom, to Shinran Kagura, to developing my own games, to just about everything that I could possibly think of on Twitch, to someone who has been doing this, I tell you right now, I want you to feel welcome here. It's not perfect. No platform ever truly is. We've got our shares of trolls. We've got our controversy. But if there was ever a place to rebuild your community or rebrand, I think that this is that place for you. I really do. And I don't want you to feel discouraged, because if it's one thing that we should all know about life at this point, is that something's always going to come up. There's always going to be a wrench thrown into the works. A cog's going to pop out of place. Shit gets funky. Things go wrong. Shit happens. I know. And that's not me trying to downplay anything. But I will tell you that I'd rather you guys feel loved and welcome to come on over and just be amazing and be awesome. And just, you know, do you, and do your best, live your best life, have your best stream, build your community, convert your stuff and mix it to Twitch, come on over here, show us what you've got, show us how creative you are, show us how fun you are, show us the type of games you play, talk to us, share your story, tell us your tales. I would rather encourage you to do that than just say, well, too damn bad, have a nice one, you'll figure it out eventually. I don't want to do that. I want to be the type of person who welcomes you to the community so you can just be amazing and do awesome. So go ahead and do that. I was kind of knockers, and it was real nice talking to you, and most importantly, welcome to Twitch. Laters.